The Queensland teenager pre-selected by the Liberal National Party to fight one of the state's most marginal seats at this year's federal election insists he's the right boy for the job. Over the weekend, 19-year-old Wyatt Roy was officially endorsed by the party's hierarchy to stand in the seat of Longman, north of Brisbane. That seat was formerly held by the Liberal Minister Mel Brough, and it's now held by Labor's John Sullivan. Winning the seat is critical for Tony Abbott if he's to oust Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister, and many, including Mel Brough, have questioned whether Wyatt Roy's age and inexperience will stand against him. Charlotte Glennie reports from Brisbane.
19-year-old Wyatt Roy was in the hot seat on ABC local radio this morning talking to host Madonna King.
Let's answer the question about your age, because even Mel Brough is reported as saying yesterday that you would have difficulty connecting to many seniors in your electorate, and there are many in your electorate, and struggle to even gain entry at the Bribey Island RSL. What do you say in response to criticism about your age?
Well, I think anybody is entitled to their opinion, and certainly Mel is entitled to his opinion. And I have great respect for Mel. I mean, he was one of the reasons that I wanted to become involved in politics. He was an inspiration. He was an honest bloke. To come back to, you know, talking about my age, I think what is important is my approach to politics. And what I bring is a completely fresh, clean, energised approach to federal politics.
But the LNP candidate for Longman, who finished Year 12 in 2007, does have somewhat limited life experience.
After I finished, I had 2 weeks after I finished school and I travelled. I went overseas and went around Europe, as most people do. I then moved interstate and started studying in Melbourne.
And what were you studying?
There it was international relations. And then I moved back up to Brisbane, continued my studies. You know, I worked in the family business when I came up here.
Wyatt Roy says he comes from a farming family of swinging voters. He doesn't hesitate when asked who's the politician he most admires.
I really like Tony. I mean, Tony Abbott is a straight shooter. I mean, you had him on the program this morning and I just had the biggest smile listening to him.
What do you like about him? What is it
about? Because he's real. I mean, too many politicians aren't real. I mean, politics has become very disenfranchising.
The young aspiring politician was also asked what he thinks about the tough issues like climate change.
I certainly sit with Tony Abbott. I'm really glad that you brought this up because it is something that I'm quite passionate about. Let's look at the two policies. Tony Abbott is fighting climate change through direct action and an incentive-based approach. All the while, Kevin Rudd's, you know, putting a tax on family and small
and
business.
And Malcolm Turnbull would like to.
Well, this is our policy now.
And on asylum seekers?
It is about the politics of message, where we have started to send a message that it is easy to come to this country not going through the right processes. Now, the last thing in the world that we want is not to give these people a fair go. They deserve a fair go.
But how do you do that?
Well, and this comes down to very complicated legislation about how we actually, you know, go through the processes of coming to our shores, you know, in an illegal sense, and then working through that process from being an illegal arrival to a legitimate arrival.
And on health?
Oh, this is quite interesting. I mean, there's still huge questions that haven't been answered here at all. And you're talking about a federal takeover. And quite frankly, the people in Caboolture in my electorate don't know what Kevin Rudd's takeover means. You know, does it mean more bureaucrats or does it mean more beds? We don't know.
Do they know what Tony Abbott's plan is?
Well, I think and that's part of my job, is getting out there and selling that message and also talking to them about their issues.
Wyatt Roy won over some listeners this morning, like the former Liberal MP Don Cameron, who was voted into the federal parliament in 1966 at the age of 26.
I copped the same thing in being described as a bully, but listening to that young fellow, he runs rings around my capacity at even 26.
But the Australian Catholic University's Professor of Public Policy, Scott Prasser, has reservations.
I think it's fantastic that young people are interested in politics, and this person is obviously very committed and interested in politics. But I think what it, to me, indicates, here we have one of the most marginal seats in the country, which is potentially winnable at the next federal election. And what it indicates to me is that the LNP have got very poor recruitment processes. Now, I think this is an opportunity for the LNP to recruit people of experience, so they can go into Parliament and play the bigger game of spearheading attacks on the government and developing policy. And I think a 19-year-old does not have that experience. And I think that is sending a wrong signal to the electorate.
Scott Prasser, Professor of Public Policies at the Australian Catholic University, ending that report from Charlotte Glennie.